Time, 8 o'clock. The place, Channel 2. Pursuit will not be seen tonight, but will return next week on most of these same stations.
Ladies and gentlemen, a good evening to you. This is John Cameron Swayze for Timex Watches, speaking to you live, I'm glad to report, from Broadway, the fabulous Great White Way, where, inside this theater, there is starting one of television's most exciting events, the Timex All-Star Jazz Show. And during the evening, we'll have some astounding news about Timex watches for you, so be sure and stick around for that. But right now, let's all go inside for jazz.
Good evening, and welcome to the golden age of jazz. I'm Jackie Gleason, and what a thrill this is for me to be here on the Timex All-Star Jazz Show, surrounded by the greatest members on one television program. These are the giants of jazz. There's Louis Armstrong, Duke Ellington and his full band, Dizzy Gillespie, George Shearing, the Dukes of Dixieland, Gene Krupa and Joe Jones, Roy Eldridge and Bobby Hackett, Coleman Hawkins and Big Dickinson, Bill Hitch, Marty Napoleon, and the girls Dakota State and Ruth O'Leary and Barbara Day. And here I am, just like you, a guy that's nuts about jazz, a dyed-in-the-wool jazz fan, a guy whose ears have worshipped these bands all these years. You know, sometimes we take these jazz giants for, well, for granted. But if it wasn't for these guys, we've never reached the golden age of jazz. Now, take this guy, for instance. He is one of the real giants. Duke Ellington. Here he is, Duke Ellington and his band. Thank you. of Esquire magazine, there's evidence aplenty that now, as never before, jazz has the whole world swinging. And whether you know it or not, you're living in the golden age of jazz. I'm glad that tonight I can be just a small piece of that world that Esquire's talking about.
What you talking about, boy? I know, because you know they think I'm the Esquire's the pixie of the month.
Yeah, how about that picture that they had? Dig that little picture, you and a rocket chair.
Yeah, also, looks like I'm the Esquire's answer to the Playmates.
You know, we expect to hear a lot from you tonight.
Yeah.
And don't be surprised if now and then you see a camera that sneaks up and looks like it's playing in the band.
I see.
Because, you see, Timex wanted this program to be photographically as well as musically to be ad-lib and sort of off the cuff.
I see. I get you, Mr. T. They want to show the world what jazz like, don't you think so?
Yes, and we're going to show them. Now, Sax, suppose you tell them in your own swinging way just exactly what jazz is.
I'll be more delighted to tell
them. Oh, lovely.
Now, let me tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
And now you take some skin, jazz begins.
Oh, yes, it does.
Take a place.
Yeah.
Now get some place.
We certainly are.
Take a box.
Ready with it.
The one that rocks.
Oh, don't get one that's
still rolling.
Oh,
don't
nice.
Watch over you.
Yeah.
Take a bone.
Oh, a large one.
On the floor.
Oh, I'm holding it, Jack.
Take a spot.
Yeah.
The one that's hot.
Ooh.
Now you have jazz. Now to Johnson.
Oh, French style. Yeah,
here we are. Therapeutic.
Yeah, nice and therapeutic.
Backs him up on the bass.
I hear him. He's going nice.
Bass. Dig this.
Yeah.
Now listen to a little Danny Barcelona.
Thank you.
they're really going in there, aren't they? Here we are in the lobby of the Timex All-Star Jazz Show Theater, and I have a question for you.
Dixieland playing Slide Frog Slide. Say, listen, wasn't that tailgate trombone that guy was playing?
Yeah, let me tell you about that tailgate trombone.
Yeah.
You know, down in New Orleans, where we used to play sitting in those old wagons, where we used to always make the trombone player sit out on the tailgate so that cat could have a lot of room to make him slide like that.
Yeah.
And so soon everybody began calling them cats tailgate trombones, you know?
Tailgate.
Yeah, and the name stuck. And that boy over there, Duke. You ever touch it, Duke?
You mean the guy that plays
it? He plays it real
good. Play that kind of stuff on the way to cemeteries and funerals.
Yeah,
and everything.
He plays it real good.
You know the way they played it? It must have been a pleasure to die.
Well, I mean, I died once myself there.
Friends, that's what you call that real jive that Esquire's been talking about. You know, jazz can be the saddest and the gladdest music in the world. And jazz can be happy. All these fine modern sounds Brother Dizzy Gillespie is going to make right now. He's a real happy swinger, and believe me when I tell you that Diz is a player.
Thank you. Parasol, it may be small, it may be big. He repairs them all with what you call a thingamajig. A bit of batter, batter, bit of batter, batter.
It looks like rain.
A little bit of batter, little bit of batter. He'll mend your umbrellas and then go on his way. Singing toodle-oodle-lama, toodle-ay. A toodle-oodle-lama, toodle-ay. Paying the umbrellas today.
Wondering about that bend in your horn. Now, is that because you want to blow a little trip to the moon, or why do you have that little bend in there?
No, Jackie. I just bend it that way to enable my embouchure to partake of the higher frequencies and thus enable me to achieve greater stereophonic stratospheric stimulation.
Yeah. Good heavens!
Yeah, Jackie, I know you.
Now, if you guys would permit me to get a little serious for a moment. You hear that song? Now, that's Duke Ellington's band. And they're going to lead the way to a fresh new singer. A girl that's really got it. Her name is Ruth Ulay, and she's going to sing one of Duke's own great songs.
I let a song go out of my heart. It was the sweet melody. I know I lost heaven because you. And if you and I ever drifted apart, life doesn't mean a thing to me. Please come back, sweet music. I know I was wrong. Late to make amends. You know that we were meant to be more than just friends. Just friends. I let a song go out of my heart. Believe me, honey, when I say sweet music till that day.
She sings up a storm, doesn't she?
Truly formidable.
Yeah, that's another French thing. Yeah, I dig that. You know, Duke, while she was singing that song, I was thinking of some of the other great songs that you wrote that lent such distinction to the golden age of jazz.
Well, actually, they were inspired by the guys they were written for, and they're the guys who had the responsibility of playing them. That means all the guys in the band. And I'd like to call on our two senior senators to take the foreground right now.
Well, let's get out the posse.
Thank you. sophisticated lady, and things ain't like they used to be.
I'm telling you.
The Duke man. Really writes
it. Oh, man, and everything he does has got real beat. You know, for me, that's what makes jazz different from all other music. The beat, and you gotta have, all you got to do is give a jazz musician a little of that swinging beat, and he's ready.
I know what you mean,
Louis. That's right, yeah.
Now, for instance, there's a guy right over there now that's giving you a little beat. Do you dig him?
Who's that? Jesus! Look at you, Jesus! Jesus! Hey, Gene, how about beating out one with our band there, you know?
Well, that would be a big thrill for me, Pops, and certainly well worth the... the trouble and time coming in from London House, Chicago.
Well, along with that, we have a couple of guests there. You know, Barbara Dane gonna chirp one, and our boy Bob Hackett gonna take a couple of choruses, and then he's gonna catch that train down there. You know, the Miami Villa Springs, where he's gonna open up there and kill them cats.
Good.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Sing, James.
All right.
This is John Cameron Swayze here in the lobby again with...
that wild friend. Here in the golden age of jazz is a voice that is added to the golden age of jazz. Miss Dakota State.
Is gone.
You'd be doing us all a great favor if you and George Shearing, seated here at the piano, would do one of the tunes that you did in the very first album that you made.
Fine. Why, right? Fine. That'll be fine.
Are you music?
George, I wish you would play that cha-cha number that I heard you rehearsing.
You mean, easy to remember?
Oh, yeah. Glad to see you. Did you take these themes and all of that stuff?
George, congratulations. That was wonderful.
Thank you, John. Thank
you know, I'd like to hear a theme from you.
You would?
Yeah.
Well, I've got one. As a matter of fact, you know, Jackie and ladies and gentlemen, this business of theme and variation applies not only to great jazz, but to great watches.
Ladies and gentlemen, that John Cameron Swayze hits a nice beat. Ladies and gentlemen, as you can tell at home by your Timex watches, we have about 10 minutes to go. But before I introduce the last number, I'd like to ask you to do something for us. You like jazz? What kind of jazz? You like jazz musicians? What kind of jazz musicians? Why don't you send a letter to Timex and let them know the kind of jazz and the kind of guys you'd like to have play it. And I'm sure they'll answer your letters with a great show. And now, ladies and gentlemen, probably for the first time on television or anywhere else, we are going to have a bash like you've never listened to. We're going to have a jam session that is going to include such giants of jazz as Coleman Hawkins, Roy Eldridge, Dizzy Gillespie, Dick Dickinson, Milton, Marty Napoleon, Joe Jones, and the entire cast. And I'm telling you now that this is the bust out of all time.
Thank you. Thank you.
Pursuit was not seen tonight, but will return next week at its regular time on most of these same stations.